Just recently, I was walking along a beach. It wasn't warm, and the sun was hidden by clouds. There were no amusements, no entertainment, no people at all, in fact. Just me and the seagulls, watching the waves lap onto the shore. I remember when I lived in East Anglia, getting up at 3 a.m., driving to the beach, and just walking. It was midsummer, but that early in the morning, there was no one around. The tide had just turned, and the water was receding, leaving rivulets of water. The beach there was very flat, and at low tide revealed miles of wet sand, and I found myself walking both along the coast and further out. A couple of hours passed, and I started to notice a few dog walkers appearing on the shore, so I headed back. Still, it was as if I was alone in a capsule of time and space, somehow separate from the rest of the world for those few hours. Other memories came to mind, too: a shingle beach in the winter, cold wind striking my face and hands, and yet feeling totally at one with the elements. A foggy day with ship's mournful horn sounding somewhere in the distance and the oily water lapping gently onto the shore. A night walk along a shoreline invisible in the darkness, just the sound of the waves and my own hesitant footsteps. The path alongside an amusement park closed for the season but alive with ducklings making their first faltering steps behind their mother. I love beaches in summer, of course, I do. Then they are full of fun and laughter, of merry crowds and warmth and sunshine. But off-season, or out of the normal time, I find them totally different. For me, this is just where I feel the most at peace. At first, I thought it was the sea I longed for, but then I discovered beaches on lakes and rivers too. These are very different in many trivial ways but have the same essence and power. There are way places, neither land nor water, and contain a kind of in-betweenness that resonates somewhere deep inside one soul. Being human, we try to control the sea, lake, or river with walls of stone or mud, but the beaches show that such attempts are, in the end, futile. Here the land and water mix and reinvent themselves with each wave. With every high tide, flood, or drought, the beach changes. And yet, it is always the same, ever unchangingly different. Sea Fever. By John Masefield. I must go down to the seas again, to the lonely sea in the sky. And all I ask is a tall ship and a star to steer her by. And the wheels kick and the wind song and the white sails shaking. And a gray mist on the sea's face, and a gray dawn breaking. I must go down to the seas again, for the call of the running tide is a wild call and a clear call that may not be denied. And all I ask is a windy day with the white clouds flying. And the flung spray and the blown spume, and the seagulls crying. I must go down to the seas again, to the vagrant gypsy life. To the gull's way and the whale's way where the wind's like a whetted knife. And all I ask is a merry yarn from a laughing fellow rover. And quiet sleep and a sweet dream when the long trick's over.